HBO Network.
All right, we're live in the fourth hour. It is the 19th day of July 2010. I want to get into some of the financial news with Max Keiser and your phone calls and the balance of the time we have. But we are in the middle of the greatest offensive in the info war we've ever launched. And it's happening because people have seen the attempt to censor the film, The Obama Deception, and it's backfiring against the globalists, and it's revealing how their system operates. This on the same day, it's admitted that Google is basically an NSA master hub. The Washington Post even admits this, and so are 800. And let me give you the actual number here. 854,000 people in private industry have the highest level security clearances. The corporations are making themselves the government so they can rob and steal from you. Kenneth Webb, who runs the Director Channel, he's had a Director Channel since YouTube began, so he's able to upload the films in one piece in high quality. It's free, and he was able to go into the interface and remove the paid link that was on there. They've taken it down for the last 2 days. It went back up today. We don't know what's going to happen with this. He was hacked. I want to finish up with Kenneth Webb and then go back to Max Keiser. Kenneth Webb, any other points you want to make here, sir?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wanted to thank all the info warriors out there because I believe that I don't know if they underestimated them or what, but it was all over the net. Everything that they did, and, like, I haven't heard back from YouTube. They just reinstated all kinds of videos, like I said earlier. But I really want to thank everybody and you guys for being right on that, you know, and that they felt it. They felt the voice. And we, like you say, we do have them on the run. They thought that they could take it away. And like we were going to go quietly in the night or something. And people, there was a big outpouring, a lot of videos, a lot of blogs, a lot of posts all over the internet. And it had an effect.
It certainly did. And I think everybody should rewatch the first 10 minutes of the Obama deception. It's that information that scares them so much. And tomorrow I'm going to play that first 10 minutes on air. It's that first 10 minutes that crystallizes the left-right paradigm and shows what's really happening. And Bush making jokes about dead kids in Iraq. And then we cut right to Obama and say, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Kenneth, God bless you. Continue fighting in there and continue to watch your six, my friend. And the fact is, we came in Saturday night. We cut a video, wrote an article to counter it. Aaron and Rob stayed up till 7, 8 in the morning to get it completed, and we fought back immediately, and we're going to continue to fight back. This is a war. When the globalists push back, people go, oh, my gosh, they're attacking us. That means we're in a fight. It means they're having to engage us. It means we're having an effect. We're in a war, an info war, with these illegitimate criminals. We have the moral high ground. That's why the government bombs buildings and then blames it on patriots and liberty groups to make us be the bad guy. They are the bad guys. Kenneth Webb, God bless you.
Bless you, too, guys. Take care.
Max Keiser, we're going to break. I'm going to come back with you and give you the floor and take calls. But I wanted to bring that point up. Did you see the Financial Times of London with Robert Shapiro, the top advisor to Clinton, advising Obama that he needs an Oklahoma City or 9/11 attack so the public, quote, sees him as strong, and that's, quote, the only way he's going to win the midterm elections? I mean, these guys are one inch away from admitting stage terror.
Sure. But before, just one quick note. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, Alex, remember that on Facebook, after the BP oil disaster, more than 800,000 people joined a boycott, and then Facebook decided to delete that boycott. And that's exactly the kind of thing that we just saw in your case. So this is enormous power given to these sites, and they are destroying the ability for people to express themselves politically. 800,000 people were going to join the BP boycott, and Facebook simply said, well, we just deleted it because we didn't think it was in the interest of our associates.
And meanwhile, the founder of Facebook calls his, I can't quote it, it's cuss words, calls his users dumb effers because they trust him, and he sits around giggling, calling them scum and filth.
Well, it's 500 million people now on Facebook. It's the basis for this casino gulag. So in other words, going forward, the people who joined the BP boycott would be awarded debit that they could only work off by virtual slave technique, by working off the credits by viewing on ads. And the people who didn't join the BP boycott would be awarded virtual credit.
Meanwhile, he's laughing at you. Facebook's literally part of the NSA, CIA, and he's just, look at these scum. I rule these stupid, pathetic filth because they trust me. Stop trusting them. Max Keiser, stay there, my friend. We'll come back. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It's hour number four, the 19th day of July, 2010. Max Keiser's riding shotgun with us. The Keiser Report, I'll be on his TV show tomorrow. You can also check out his YouTube channel, a lot of great information there. Max, I want to briefly get into two big issues and then to Al, Joe, BJ, Steve, and Matt, at least those callers with you today. And that's this. Your take on Goldman Sachs stealing billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars on record, having all the major federal regulators, their own internal emails saying this is pure bleeping garbage, but we're going to sell it to people, ha, 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 while they were betting against it. And the Congress and the Federal Trade Commission said, no wrongdoing, you got to pay a $500 million fine, a fraction of the money they stole. And now we see the Financial Reform Act, which gives the very same banks more power over the entire economy. This is amazing. Give us your take on that.
Well, I'll talk about the Financial Reform Act in a second, but this is an interesting headline. Europe freezes out Goldman Sachs, shocked by past deals with Italy and Greece. Governments are excluding Goldman Sachs now from their sovereign bond sales. So the European banks, especially in Greece and Italy, where Goldman cooked the books of these countries to allow them to enter the euro. And then subsequently, when they couldn't make the payments, they attacked them with naked short sales and other forms of financial terrorism to profit on their demise and their misery and the people's austerity. They're now kicked Goldman out. Exactly what I said in a video that's got over 400,000 views on YouTube, where I recommended that the Greek government kick Goldman Sachs out of their country. This is exactly what they did. They kicked Goldman Sachs. Greece has kicked Goldman Sachs out. Italy is kicking Goldman Sachs out. So the Europeans are not taking this financial terrorism anymore, and they've drawn a line in the sand, and they said, no more financial terrorism, no more Goldman Sachs. You know, do all your dirty dealings, your crooked accounting, your naked short selling, your high-frequency trading, and you keep it there in the United States, where you've got friends in Washington who don't care how much misery and austerity you wreck upon the American economy. Now, on the financial reform bill, as you know, I've been fighting against box office futures contracts, and they have outlawed box office futures contracts because of the Kaiser Report show, my appearances on your show, the MPAA, and Blanche Lincoln. We have defeated box office futures trading. So the one industry in America that's still made in America, Hollywood Films, is being saved from financial terrorists at Cantor Fitzgerald, at the new Cantor Exchange, and another company called Trend Exchange. So we have made these box office futures contracts illegal. This was a campaign that I've been doing for 6 months, and I know all the players. I was able to get into the internal forces that were shaping this legislation, and we struck a blow to the financial terrorist industry.
Well, let me go back to the first point, though, and back you up. Remember those headlines with Merkel saying criminal banks looting us by design? And she actually came out, and she's a globalist, but she said that they had to kick the big central banks out because they were destroying the country. So, I mean, the globalists are even fighting with each other.
Well, as predicted, the millionaires are fighting with the billionaires. You know, because of this credit crash, which is making everybody who is less than $100 million net worth fight for their lives, because the wealth is being confiscated through draconian taxes, through all kinds of new regulations, and through capital controls, and through all kinds of new predatory practices that are being given to the banks. The financial reform bill actually gives the banks more ways to prey on folks. They make them even bigger than they were before, and it's just going in the opposite direction. Now, as you point out, the governments in Europe, they were shocked, it says in this article, at the emergence of the past transaction between Goldman and Greece and Italy, where products the bank helped to sell aided them in hiding the debt. Greece, which used Goldman in the bond sales, practically a war with the bank. So here they say Greece is at war with Goldman Sachs. And they should be, just because there's a war on terror. And I don't condone terror, and Goldman Sachs is a terrorist, and they need to be shut down.
Because they're not going to stop. I mean, as Thomas Jefferson said, quoting him again, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. Of course, if they got the regulators and are able to rob everyone, they're going to do it. Of course, if private corporations can be given top-level CIA, NSA clearances and be given government power, they're going to grab it. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, the question is, why are Americans condoning this financial terrorism and the countries in Europe? And by the way, when this news was announced, the euro traded up because people said they're doing something against terrorism. The euro was remember, a couple of weeks ago, they said the euro was going to go to parity with the dollar. It was crashing. It was 120. Now, suddenly, it's back to 130. Why? Because the governments are getting rid of the financial terrorists. They're kicking out Goldman Sachs. Europe is a buy again.
Before you leave us, I want to get into all this talk about the dollar's demise, the Chinese taking away our AAA rating, Moody's taking away the rating of Ireland, where you see things going in the short and long term. But right now, let's go quickly to calls. Al in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Thanks for taking a call. I wanted to point out two things. One is the race for McCain. There's a guy running by the name of Jim Deacon, and he is the man that stands for what we believe in. Not Hayworthless and not McSame. Also, the guy.
Well, listen, I agree Hayworth isn't perfect, but he's light years. He's not anti-gun and pro-open border. and he's anti-NAFTA and GATT. I think J.D. Hayworth, that's why they ran him out of Congress. The fact that he was run out of Congress, the House, shows he's better than McCain. And I've looked at the race closely. The other guy has got hardly any numbers, and I know he's great. But wouldn't you – it's neck and neck with McCain and Hayworth. Wouldn't you rather vote for J.D. Hayworth and send McCain home like Arlen Specter?
I don't trust either one of them. They've been in politics. They're career politicians. And Hayworth has a lot more dirt on him than people know. The other thing I wanted to bring up is family court. The guy that called in about family court, I spent 10 years in Las Vegas trying to reform family court. He needs to get into mediation and get out of family court. That whole system is designed to steal your money and destroy your family.
Well, Al, do you know the history of family court?
And yes, I do.
This segues into Kaiser. For those that don't know, it was set up in England about 130 years ago in the U.S. in about the last 95. It started in a few eastern states. It's outside the Constitution. There's no due process. They say because they're protecting the kids. And so it's a judge. It's not a jury. And it's totally illegal. And now it's come out that they have quotas on taking kids. And it's all a big casino gulag, like Max talks about, meant to destroy families and get as much money as possible. I appreciate your call. Your take on the family courts, Max Kaiser.
It plays into the privatization of the prison system and companies like Corrections Corps of America, which is a publicly listed corporation on the New York Stock Exchange. The more prisoners they have, the more profits they make. Not only do they own the prison, but they own the restaurants and the hotels near the prison. So when you go to visit your family in prison, you stay at the hotel and you eat at the restaurant that is owned by the prison. And it's a hugely profitable business. If you put kids in prison, it's just more money for the private prison operators.
And I've noticed I've done an analysis of the big three prison companies. They're all tied to big banks that Bloomberg admits are laundering the drug money. So the drug dealers own the prisons your kids are in.
Well, did you see that story about Wachovia, which is now owned by Wells Fargo? They were caught laundering $250 billion for drug cartels in Mexico.
They even own the aircraft. They even own the aircraft.
Yeah, they don't deny it. They were just gave it a slap on the wrist. They paid a fine. Now, it's amazing that back in 2008, when the credit crisis was at its nadir, and Hank Paulson was in front of Congress begging for $700 billion to keep his buddies Goldman Sachs alive, the only cash available to roll over short-term paper on Wall Street was available from the drug cartel. And this is a documented fact. They're the only organization in the world that had actual cash. Everyone else was rolling virtual treasury nonsense.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make, is that we're in deadly danger, folks. I mean, when I say the government and the big mega corporations are completely ruthless and criminal and want to bankrupt you so they can have an emergency reorganization and secure their ill-gotten gains, I mean it. I mean, none of us, whether you work for the FBI or you're a school teacher or a nuclear physicist or a TV host like Max Kaiser, 99% of us are on the short end of the stick in this. The New World, they got so many petty people they give little badges and security clearances to and these little power trips. Folks, you better choose sides now. We better decide to get rid of these people or it's over. I mean, I'm not kidding around here. Max, comments?
Yeah. Any other? Well, I think the demarcation between safety and money. You know, on Wall Street, we used to have what we call the FU money, which is the amount of money you needed to basically say FU to the system. And, you know, back in the 80s, I think if you had $10 or $20 million, you could comfortably say FU to the system. But today, that number is up at the 100 to 200 million range. Unless you've got 100 or 200 million to really seriously bribe the politicians you need to bribe to stay out of prison, you are vulnerable.
I've heard a lot of really rich people talk about FU money. People worth $2-3 billion that 3-4 years ago left, and they said there will be no America. And I guess that's the only positive thing is the top globalist and then their wealth, you know, wealthy people who they're in the same family with but who disagree with each other. There's a lot of fights going on within these families. They realize they've destroyed things so badly. That was even the Financial Times last year that it may destroy their own system. They've been so greedy, it's gotten out of control in this orgy of looting. And so the fact that they're leaving the country shows they know there's a good chance they're going to end up going to prison.
Well, that's the old adage, shear, don't slaughter. And a few greedy folks slaughtered the golden goose of the vulnerable and culpable and gullible American public.
We're going to go to break, come back, and jam in Joe, BJ, Steve, a few others with Max Kaiser. Always informative to have Max on with us once. a month. His website's maxkaiser.com. Our websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. The search term today that we want to push to number one, we've done this three or four times in the last 5 days, is Google spies. Because don't use the old terms. They're now blocking those. So just search the term Google spies. It'll take them right to prisonplanet.com and the Obama deception and how we expose Google. And they are a bunch of NSA spies.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Let's talk to John in Las Vegas. You're on the air with Max Kaiser. Go ahead, John. Joe.
Joe in Las Vegas, Alex. First of all, I want to say we love you. We respect you, my wife and I. And yesterday I posted a comment on your message board under Infowars.com under the Obama Deception Censored. And today when I checked my stats on my own site, I noticed that the Homeland Security gave me a visit. And the way I know that is you have to register and actually enter the entry page, and it records it. And I got a screenshot right now up on that link that I posted my comment from.
Oh, yeah, we pay our tax money to be spied on by a bunch of private corporate crooks. I mean, Kaiser, how creepy is that?
Well, it gets back to something called the asymptotic curve. The cost for data storage, data processing, and data transmission is constantly moving towards zero. So it doesn't cost anything for the government, or it costs, of course, a lot of money, but the cost to them is getting cheaper every day. So they just rake information. So to get a visit to a website, to your website, to make a comment, sure, just put that into their master database. Another company on the top secret America list, by the way, is Oracle. Oracle Software, they make all the databases. That's where all the secrets are kept. Larry Ellison, the billionaire, who's always winning the World Cup with his fabulous yacht racing, he's on the top secret America list, along with Google and these other information technology companies. But the cost of all this stuff keeps getting cheaper and cheaper. So while it's cheap for bloggers to blog because you have an international audience, it's cheap for the government to spy. But what's asymmetric and what's unacceptable is that the government simply gets rid of the competition, gets rid of all the blogs, gets rid of all the dissenting views, and keeps all the economies of scale having cheap surveillance technology. That's completely busted, man. We want to compete fairly. We want to be free speech. We want to have views and opinions expressed. We don't want to have to blog for credit, to go into a virtual slave plantation to get processed cheese for every 14 hours of clicking we do. That's not tolerable. We're not going to stand for that.
Joe, I appreciate your call. Good points. BJ in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex and Max. Alex, something happened yesterday that was smaller than what you're going through, but just as important. Dr. Rima Labo, I don't know if you recall her. She was in conspiracy theories. But Jesse...
No, I've interviewed her many times. She's a doctor. She's the wife of General Stubblebine.
She was hacked and blocked from doing her Sunday night radio show on Blog Talk Radio.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. There's massive censorship intensifying everywhere. I appreciate your call. Max, there's no doubt they are really testing their system now, and they're openly saying they're going to start censoring us more. I mean, the government's admitting it. That's chilling.
Right. I mean, it's not an accident that my shows are on RT, Russia Today, Press TV. This is Iranian. France 24, BBC, and global TV networks. The reason I'm not on a U.S. network is because the U.S. considers my information to be too inflammatory. So I'm on networks outside of the U.S. The Al Jazeera English. We made a film in Al Jazeera English a year before Iceland collapsed. It was called Money Geyser. And we went to Iceland, and we said to the people there, your economy and currency will collapse within a year. Exactly what happened. Nobody in the U.S. had broadcast that film. Only Al Jazeera English had broadcast that film. Had people in the United States seen that film, and we talk about the Bear Stearns and Lehman Brokers talking about collapsing the Icelandic economy in Reykjavik a year before it happened, then maybe somebody in the U.S. would have started to question what was going on in their own economy, and maybe the crash of 2008 wouldn't have happened the way it did. But, you see, we weren't allowed to play that film in the U.S. because it's considered to be against the interests of Wall Street banks. But Al Jazeera English played that film. So people all around the world, in India and Bangladesh and Pakistan and Europe and Asia and Middle East, knew about the crash that was coming. But nobody in America knew about it because these films wouldn't play in America.
By the way, Al Jazeera does reach hundreds of millions of people. It's bigger than most U.S. networks.
But it's banned from the U.S. It's banned from the U.S. because they are dealing with the factual matters, and they have real journalism on there, which we expose the bankers, and we show the public exactly how the games are played. We had a film on there called Rig the Markets, and I outlined 13 ways that banks rig the market. And that was 2 years before the crash of 2008.
All right, Max, we're out of time. I look forward to having you back. Next month, folks can find out more at MaxKaiser.com. Of course, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, bye.
There goes Max. What a character. I want to thank everybody for the great job you've done getting the word out about the Obama deception being censored. We won a big victory with it being reposted. We're going to end the live transmission now. We'll give you 30 minutes from the first hour, retransmitted, and then we'll go back into all the other key stuff that happened throughout the day. It was an amazing broadcast, and a lot of news got covered at the start of the second hour, so stay with us for that coming up in the rebroadcast. But the Obama Deception on DVD, get it. Get it out to everybody. Available at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest it possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
All right, I want to hear from you specifically on 73,000 blogs were taken down by the federal government outside of a court, outside of indictments. They just took them down. That's mainstream news under Justice Department orders. I want to get your point, your take on all these mainstream news articles about how the government needs to censor the web to protect it, and this hoax that critical infrastructure like nuclear power plants and the Defense Department are hooked into the Internet. They are not hooked into the Internet. They have their own separate systems. That's on record. It's a lie. Some of the highway signs are hooked into a federal Internet system, and those have been hacked. The main joke in the last 3 years is somebody hacks in and says, zombies ahead, be careful. That's been in the news. That happens every few weeks. I see another article about a highway sign system being hacked, because they are hooked into the Internet, because they use the Internet to control them. And so there is some infrastructure hooked in, and it shouldn't be hooked in. This is asinine. But they're going to use that excuse, and the government's going to attack the web themselves, and they admit cybersecurity is to be offensive. I want your take on the type of censorship we're seeing on the web. You see, when the name Alex Jones or InfoWars or the Obama deception, and they've been number one in trends without us having listeners do it before. Go look at Google Trends going back 3-4 years. We're way ahead of Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, all of them. We showed that yesterday. We showed those trends on air for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Go look at it for yourself. Do you think the system likes that? No. They thought they could use the web to surveil you, to control you, to gauge what you're doing, what you're really thinking. It's a total NSA system. They weren't getting enough data just listening to your phones and reading your faxes. They need to track what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're thinking to truly understand how to counter free humanity. They admit they're using it for their psychological warfare studies against us. But now we've taken it away from them, not just Alex Jones, but all of you out there, all of the patriots. The globalists have tried to turn the internet into an infighting area where they admittedly send feds out to then get weak-minded people to parrot what they say to attack all the real patriot leaders like myself and Ron Paul and others. But it's not working because people are discovering that and understanding what's happening and understanding that we're all in this together to defend the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, private property, to stop the banking takeovers, to stop the new wars. We can all agree on those issues. And the globalists are in the middle of their takeover right now, and they don't want us to be out there countering them. Now, I'm going to explain this in layman terms because I've gotten so many emails and phone calls and comments on the websites and on YouTube and on InfoWars and Prison Planet. I've seen just countless comments Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and today saying, Alex, why don't you just re-upload the Obama deception if it was taken down off YouTube? Alex, why are you so upset about them taking it down, someone hacking in and taking it down? Because for the last month, for the last year and a half, when you type in Obama or President Obama, the number one, well, the last year and a half has been in the top three. Never number one. It was usually number three or four, sometimes number two. In the last month, if you type in President Obama, Barack Obama, Obama, the number one link was a link to that 6.5 million viewed one. And instead of it slowly growing to 6.5 million the last year and a half, it was suddenly getting close to 100,000 a day on Saturday when they knocked it down. They knew the trend. It was about to get 6 million views in the next month, not 6 million in a year and a half. In fact, I haven't tested that yet. Let me just test it right now. Let me put Obama deception in and see if it's the number one link again. The number one link is Obama deception censored, 73 related articles. So there's 73 articles right now about the Obama deception being censored out there. A lot of them are major news sites reporting on it. See, previously, before this happened, the number one link was the Obama deception, and it is no longer the number one link. So I guess their mission was accomplished. We've got to go back into all these articles we wrote, pointing out have been taken down, and post it at the top so that people understand when they go to read that it's now back up. It is now the 1, 2, 3, 4. It is now the fifth link. Now, since they made it go live again, the link with 6.5 million, but that's only under Obama deception. It was when you search the term Obama. Let me do that. Search the term Obama. And it is no longer the number one link with just the name Obama. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the fourth link. In fact, will you give me a document cam shot on the big TV that I use to surf on? I want people to see what I'm seeing right now. They're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv because this is InfoWar. This is the power of patriots and people that know the truth to say no to government-run health care, no to new wars, no to internet censorship, no to tyranny. It shows that when you put the name Obama in, the number one thing in the last month you got was my film. People doing school reports, government people, anybody worldwide typing in President Obama, Barack Obama, or Obama, the number one link. And when they knocked that out Saturday, when they brought that video down, and they've now restored it. This is the second time I've ever heard of this happening. This is praise God. You know Google is getting a major backlash over this. It is the fifth link down. See, before it wasn't the official website of Barack Obama as it is now. It was my film. You think the White House likes that when they admit they ran a quote? Remember, candidate Obama runs a YouTube campaign, CNN headline. Remember all the news about the Obama girl getting millions of views, and that's why he won was YouTube. YouTube is over half the video views in the world. hundreds of millions of people a day go to it. Do you think that they want you to go to YouTube or Google or Yahoo and type in the name Obama or President Obama and get my video's number one link? By killing that video, they knocked it down. But let's drive it up. Everybody's got to type Obama into a search engine. Scroll down to the fifth link that is the Obama Deception High Quality Full Length Version. That's the name. And click on it over and over again to drive it to number one and to get its space at the top and to put it above the official Barack Obama website. That man is a hoax. His approval rating is in free fall. And this film exposes how he's run by the offshore banks. It exposes how Bush was controlled by the same people. Liberals see this and wake up and it shatters their paradigm. Right-wingers see it and it shatters their paradigm and opens up their mind to the wider world. You know how many people commented and have sent me emails and have commented on my website and online saying the Obama deception woke me up? This is a film that is the number one thing we've ever done, the most devastating to the globalist, and that's why they're so scared of it. And this is a fast response by YouTube and Google to re-enable it. In fact, I've got the number to Kenneth Webb in here that runs that record channel. We need to call him and see. Here it is, guys. His name's right here. We need to call him. It's the top paper here. We need to call him and see what message YouTube gave him. Thank you, sir. But again, everybody needs to type in Obama on the search engine and go down to that link to the video to click it. That will drive it back to the top. Here's the comments on the video. The resistance is alive. Do you see what we are capable of as a whole? Well, we're capable of a lot more than that. Resist oppression. Resist eugenics. Resist economic takeover. Promote freedom. Know what you're putting in your body. Grow up. Grow your own organic food. Get ready. This will be a long fight, but truth and light will prevail. God bless you all. And so that's what John CL1 said. And so it is back up. Let's send it to 7 million by tomorrow. Let's give it 500,000 more views, not just 100,000 by tomorrow. Go get the video, The Obama Deception in High Quality. It has 6,509,624 views before that gets taken down again, God forbid, and get it out to your email list. Send it out. Post it on message boards. Go everywhere and say, this is a censored video they don't want you to see. See, they took this down and it backfired. And some idiots, I've even seen mainstream news articles out there, Associated Content had a three-page article this morning trying to imply that I would do this. This isn't my stinking account. This is Kenneth Webb, who lives out in the country and can't even re-upload it because his internet's so slow, he's got dial-up. It was already the number one search. It was everywhere. It was the number one search, the number one video. Why would I do that when you can't put it back up as a user? Only YouTube could put it back up. What is your major problem? We were already number one. There's censorship going on. Like, put that up on screen. 73,000 blogs taken down Thursday. 73,000 blogs pulled by the federal government. And they've got judges and lawyers on record saying there's no law to do this. The Justice Department just did it. 73,000 blogs gone. They are testing to see what we're going to do. You think the establishment wants people to see what's in the Obama deception when it lays it all out and shows Obama at the Bilderberg Group meeting with Hillary a day before they made the announcement that she was dropping out? You think people that run this new world order want the population? There it is. U.S. authorities shut down blog site hosting 73,000 blogs because they talked about file sharing on the site. Because they talked about it. That's in the order. The system is scared right now, and they talk in the Ministry of Defense report from 2007 about flash mobs on the ground, flash mobs in the web. Now they've got to take over the web to block the population from being able to take action. Now you need to search the term. They've blocked out the Obama deception and Obama deception censored. to where that can't go into the top trends. So we've got to come up with other search terms that will lead people to the Obama deception. And my idea this morning was to have Steve Watson write an article with the title, Google Spies Censors Users. If you just search the term Google Spies, Google Spies, Google Spies, those two words, Google Spies, and it will lead them to an article where Google admittedly spies and censors users and censored us with our shopping cart selling the Obama deception. They're caught red-handed. And then when they click on that article, I'm going to have Steve Watson right now. It's an emergency. Call him. He needs to post in that article the full Obama deception that's back up with a headline saying it's back up. He needs to add that so that when people then search this number one search term, they'll be taken to the Obama deception and they'll learn about Google and the NSA and what's going on. And some people say, well, if Google's the NSA, if Yahoo's admittedly in bed with the government and admittedly a year ago now takes orders directly from the Senate and the office of Lieberman on what to take down and what to put up, that was admitted. Why are you there? Because that's where the war is. People ask, why do you have an iPhone app that's free if iPhones spy on you, admittedly? Because that's what people got. That's how I reach them. That's like asking somebody in World War I on the line between the front lines with the French and the Germans, why are you fighting on the front line? Because that's where the war is. The war is on YouTube and Google. The war is on Yahoo. The war is on the Internet. And if you'll unleash the power you've got as individuals, we collectively can defeat these scumbags very quickly. We have got to get serious minds. We have to get focused minds. We have to have committed minds. When I was about 18 to 22, I went into a health kick. Got out of it after that, started drinking, smoking. Few people do that, actually get in shape and get completely out of it. I ran 6 miles every other day. I lifted weights 4 days a week for 2 hours, and I power lifted. I was a little guy at 180 pounds, but I could bench press 330, squat over 600. I could do over 40 chin-ups. And it's because I exercised my muscles and because I read books on power lifting and how it was psychological. And I went out with my UT football buddies who played football. I didn't play football. And I worked out with guys that were a lot bigger and stronger than me. And it was all about getting in the zone. A little old lady can squat 1,000 pounds. She just doesn't believe she can. That's why they've had cases of women when their kids squealing under a car. Police have witnessed hundreds of times a woman going, there's a whole car. And it's the same thing in the info war. It's that place in your mind. It's that place in your mind where you've got to trick it and flip it into survival mode, and then nothing can stop you. It's that place. You've got to get your mind in a place. It's like when you're arm wrestling somebody, and if you try really hard, you're not going to beat them. It's being in a place where you literally flip a switch that you're going to die. And I never understood it when I was able to do it innately as a primitive, as a throwback, as my late grandfather would call it, that it's just you're doing it. It's going to happen. Now, when you run into somebody else who's doing like that, that's when people get killed. And a lot of times it's going to be you. That's a problem. Anybody can turn this on, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody can turn it on. Now, you can do that when you're young. When you get old, you turn it on. You're going to pull arms out of sockets. Your muscles are going to tear off their joints if you're not in shape because the body can't handle it. You take a young, focused body. It's the same thing. You have to have a cold where you just clench your teeth and just feel that electricity in your mind and your soul. You've just got to have that spirit of liberty and just say, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to realize how hardcore this takeover is and how much danger our entire society's in and how wicked these evil people are. We have a variety of evil running our society that is the most wicked I have ever seen. And I've studied history deeply. To them, You watch a movie like The Road, and it's depressing and shocking and horrific and depressing. But for the globalists, this is beautiful to them. Do you know what all the top artwork in the world is now sold for tens of millions per painting? The top five or six artists, you can go at Christie's and other things, are buckets of maggots, blood, skulls, photos of dead babies. Schwarzenegger has huge art collections in my research of him, of dead children killed in car wrecks, dead babies in Nazi uniforms. Oh, yeah, just search Arnold Schwarzenegger at art exhibit. You can pull it up. It's a deep search, but you'll find it. The point is, the elite, these bankers and people, their houses are just filled with blood and death and slime, and they think it's beautiful. They love piles of dead bodies. They love piles of little kids' shoes and people being thrown into basements to rot and die. They love seeing people with their ribs sticking out like concentration camp victims. Hitler would sit there on the front lines in World War II during the invasion of Poland and Czechoslovakia, with a telescope just watching burning buildings for sometimes more than 24 hours. They love it. They want to hurt you. Don't you understand? I know who they are. As a primitive who also has the intellectual mind, I'm able to face the harm. I'm able to tap in not only to wisdom and history, but my ancestral memories. All of you have it. It's called your instincts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Makes you do things you might not.
I can see the New World Order. I can see right inside their psyche. And I've read their writings. I know what they love. They love piles of dead children covered with maggots. They love burning cities. They love starvation. They love piles of ashes. They love dead forests and dead rivers and dead lakes. They could care less about the environment. All the top eugenicists are transhumanists and talk about how they're rewriting the entire genetic code, releasing salmon into the ocean in major university studies that they know will extinct all the other salmon within 40 generations. They are genetically engineering every major food crop, every one of them engineered to sterilize you and give you cancer. You got to face the horror and realize what we're up against. I know it's scary. I know it's easier just to say this guy's crazy. But if you'll do the research, you'll find out I've told you the truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. On my name, on my family name, on my honor, on my children, on my soul, I pledge to you that what I told you is the truth. I pledge to you that I am real and have a heart of love and strength, and I know you do as well. And I know, I pledge to you, I know in my spirit and in my heart that we can beat these people. And I know how great the cost is. I understand what the globalists are going to do. I have seen on the historical parallel lines, the road we're on, where it leads. And it leads to the greatest mass murder and destruction and evil this planet has ever seen. And whether it's going to come or not, whether we can stop it or not, we know that we're going to be in a better position if we stand up and know the truth now. What did Patrick Henry say? I wish to know the truth, the whole of the truth, and prepare for it. Will you guys search that term? Patrick Henry, I wish to know the whole truth and make preparation for it. I wish to know the whole truth. You know, some of you, to paraphrase him, don't have the strength to know the truth. Some of you want to rationalize and lie to yourselves. But as for me, I want to know the whole truth. I want to face it, and I want to make preparation for it. Our ancestors have lived through this over and over again. It's the human experience. It's what we've always struggled against. Survival against the elements. Survival against other corrupt tribes and bad groups of people. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, isn't perfect, but it's the greatest hedge against evil this world has ever seen. It produced wealth and inventiveness and beauty like nothing has ever done in history, and it's being removed. The shields are down. Evil is flooding in and taking control of every sector and every system. Don't let the globalists stop you. Get the free link that's going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPundit.com to the Obama deception. Get it out to everyone you know. Get the DVD. We can get four of them for $19.95 right now. That's basically my cost. With a free citizen rule book, make copies of the DVDs. Get them out, InfoWars.com. The guys found the quote. Good job. Let's put it back on screen. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it, Patrick Henry. For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I'm living and experiencing what Patrick Henry experienced. I'm experiencing the anguish of knowing the truth and knowing that silly-minded people won't face up to it, won't realize it's real evil we're facing, and that it's not cute and funny. The devil isn't a hot cheerleader, you know, like that famous tattoo or that rockabilly image of a beautiful woman with voluptuous curves, with little devil horns smiling with a pitchfork. She's got some fun for you. That's not the devil. The devil is mass death and piles of dead bodies and lice crawling all over rotten flesh. I have seen evil, I know evil, and I commit my entire being against it. We shall return.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.